tearing down barriers for spontaneous expression. It's Art Talk on KCRW. If you think it's hard to make it as a female artist today, think about being a female artist in 1950s America. That's when Helen Frankenthaler first captured national attention against a backdrop dominated by the likes of Jackson Pollock and other abstract expressionists. The New York City-born artist pioneered a method of pouring thinned paint on raw canvas and taking things that were seen at the time as more feminine, a more feminine direction. A selection of her work is on display right now in Beverly Hills at the Gagosian Gallery. And here with a review, KCRW's Hunter Drahojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
And this show, as I understand it, centers on the relationship between drawing and painting as it evolved over the decades. How is that represented here, do you think?
Well, you know, because she poured paint and was inspired by Jackson Pollock to do so, I think there's a sense that they're free and they just flow and they're effortless. But in fact, she was really grounded in drawing. And you'll see that even though these are very expressive paintings, you know, you can see there's also a certain amount of structure involved. And she would also create thin lines with that poured paint that create a kind of balance to the big open areas of color.
Which pieces, Hunter, do you think best represent her style at Gagosian?
Well, that's the nice thing about this show. It traces the work from the 1960s until her death, and so you'll see exactly what she was doing in what era, and you'll see her evolve, and you'll see her with you know breaking the paintings up into big graphic areas, or at times just being like iridescent and wild, and letting the colors flow all over the place.
One of the main criticisms of Frankenthaler is that her privilege, I guess you could call it, contributed heavily to her success. That you know, she sort of had a head start.
Well, indeed. She came from a well-to-do family. She had an Ivy League education. You know, she didn't have to worry about, you know, scrabbling around to make money as a young artist. And she also was very attractive. And her lover of 5 years was Clement Greenberg, who at the time was the most powerful and influential critic in the United States and beyond. And he made sure she had a gallery, Tibor Denage. And so for years and years throughout her career, people really saw Frankenthaler as having good luck and, you know, good looks. And in a way, it prevented people from seeing the work as being as good as it was. People would say, well, she does well for a woman, or I could do that well, too, if I had all those advantages.
You think it tainted their opinion?
It tainted their opinion. Thank you. So, but now, as time has passed, I think we can just see the work as being as good as it is.
Looking back now, in the 1950s, right, how do younger artists view her paintings?
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's almost as though she was rediscovered by the younger generation of painters. And there's a book that Gagosian published a year ago that includes statements from people like Laura Owens and Sterling Ruby and, you know, Mary Weatherford, you know, who all have taken some of her ideas about color field painting, the idea of pouring paint onto this raw canvas, and used it and changed it and made it new.
All right. Well, an overview of Helen Frankenthaler's work is on view at the Gagosian in Beverly Hills. It goes through October 29th. Hunter Drahojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, with you.
Thank you, Steve.